Hey, this is Holden Kushner. Be sure to check out my new podcast, the Denver CityCast, presented by Bet Rivers. We dive into the betting angle on all Denver teams, all angles. If you're from Denver or a fan of Denver or Colorado or just a fan of Denver sports teams or a fan of betting in general, and you want to become a sharper bettor, well, this is the podcast for you. So subscribe, follow, and listen to the Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Denver CityCast with Holden Kushner, presented by Bet Rivers.
Welcome to the Denver CityCast. Holden Kushner with you. We've got a lot to get to today. We'll start looking at the Broncos-Washington football line. That's coming up on Sunday. Got a best bets recap. Got a recap the bets that I told you I was making, that I either said I was leaning or made, and maybe told you to tail a little bit. We'll go through the process too, because me saying, oh, I bet this and I won it, or I bet this and I lost it, that's not going to do you any good. Me telling you the process of how I got there and the process of how the bet either won or lost, that is something that is going to help you. Also, in the AFC West, look at the odds there. I'm still on the Chargers, but the Raiders are making a big push, and the Chiefs are at big time plus money now to win the division. The Chiefs are a disaster, and the Raiders, Derek Carr continues to roll, man. It's absolutely amazing what this guy has done. A Nuggets preview tonight, but the Broncos week 8 lines, we talked about them a little bit over the weekend. Here's where they sit right now. The Broncos minus 182 on the money line. That is not a bet that I am interested in making, minus 182. You bet favorites at minus 182 in the long term, you're going to lose a lot of money. It's just not going to happen unless you have this ridiculous hit rate of like 75, 80%. And people just don't do that. So don't take the Broncos on the money line at minus 182. Washington plus 149. I mean, if you're that down on the Broncos, you want to back a team, fine. 149 at Bet Rivers is fine. Point spread here is interesting. Washington plus 4 is minus 125. But Washington plus 3.5 is minus 118. I'm not interested in backing Washington in this game under any circumstance. For the Broncos, you get them minus 4 at plus 104 or minus 3.5 at minus 104. I mean, if you're going to give me that hook, you're going to give me the half a point. Now, 4 does not hit too often. Talked about this with the teasers and other things. The number 4 does not hit that often. You want, if you're going to tease this thing, you want to tease through 3 and through 7, and you can't do that. I mean, if you're teasing this thing to, yeah, and you're not going to cross 0 either. So there's no reason to tease this thing unless you think the Broncos are going to blow out Washington. I don't like the Broncos at 3.5. If this thing drops to 3, I'm betting it. Sitting at 3.5, I don't like that. I think this is a field goal game, to be honest with you. Well, why wouldn't you back Washington then? Because I have no faith in Washington. So right now, Broncos minus 3.5 at minus 104. Total points is interesting. Over 43.5, minus 117. Under 43.5, minus 105. I told you last week we're targeting that under, and I think the under is the way to attack the Broncos games. And at under 44, minus 113, I have no sense on which way this line moves. They've been a little bit stagnant right now as the week goes on. We'll see where the money comes, but under 44 at minus 113 is a bet that I'm kind of leaning toward right now. Yeah, that doesn't bother me too much. So here's the way to go. As the week goes on, I'll come back Wednesday, talk about these lines again. We'll look at the 44, the under 44. Slight lean to that. And then if you're into parlays, I'm not as big into parlays. Usually I will throw a teaser out there a week or a couple of teasers out there. We were successful with those last week, and a lot of them hinged on the Broncos. But if you're going to do a parlay, the only way I would back the Broncos at minus 182 is to hit it at a parlay. So I'm actually on Bet Rivers right now, just looking at some odds. If we go Broncos minus 182, and then you got to find another team is the only thing. Do you really want to back the Bills minus 910? I mean, if you want to take, and this is 139 is a little bit out of my price range. I usually don't like to go past 130, 135. At minus 139, you would have the Broncos money line and the Bills money line. And if you put $100 down, right? You put $100 down, you're getting 172 back. Okay, so that's one way to look at it. So Wednesday, I'll make a note to myself, and we'll look into other ways to parlay the Broncos money line because it's just too high to back it. That's the first thing. Now let's get to something we do every single show. It's time for the best bets recap. I'm going to talk about the bets I threw out there at you, and then we'll go through the process. So all those Broncos teasers won, all of them. The Packers, the Broncos, and then the Packers minus two, that cashed. The Broncos, then we teased the Dolphins up to plus 8.5, that cashed. The Broncos and the Giants cashed. The only one that didn't was the Broncos and the Panthers. So on that one, I think we went 3-1. Also told you to back the Packers minus 17.5. How did I come up with that number? Pretty simple. The Washington Football League team is god-awful. The Packers are really good. They're playing at home. And then once I saw them wearing those awesome green uniforms, which are probably my favorite uniforms in the history of the National Football League. Yeah. That was working out and it ended up covering. It's just, there was too big of a gap in talent on this one. And it was an easy bet, which is why I threw it out there on the show. Raiders minus 3, said I had a lean there. They absolutely manhandled the Eagles. So there's not too much of an explanation there. I think I said I'm backing the Raiders because the Raiders are at least an average team and the Eagles are one of the worst teams in the NFL and they have a horrible quarterback who's terrific in fantasy football, but real life, it's a lot of inaccuracies. So that was a win. Let's get into the losses. Henry Ruggs, longest reception prop. It was around 20 yards, I think, 19.5, 20 yards. And then his over yards. He did not get to either one of them. And I'll tell you when I started freaking out about this thing, and I didn't hedge on it. But the process with him is every single game, he's a big play threat. Every single game, he was going up close to the number that he was at. So to me, it was one bomb. You know, he's going to get his 30-yard bomb, his 25-yard bomb. He'll go over the longest reception, and then he'll get another three catches, and he'll easily blow through it because the Eagles secondary is an absolute disaster. Well, here's what happened. As bad as I think Nick Sirianni is as a head coach, trust me, he's bad. And as great as Derek Carr was, I will discuss in a couple of minutes, he was amazing. Cover three. The Eagles went into cover three. And that kind of put an umbrella out there, and it was tough for Ruggs to get the numbers that I needed. So that was a double loss there. So after all the winning, double loss on that one. James Conner over yards that one. And then I'm 0-2 on the Nuggets. I don't know what the hell I got to do here. I am not going to freak out after two games, but I backed them on the over in the first two games of the season. I got my butt kicked both times. No bueno. So you will not see me. You will not hear me talk about the over in the Nuggets and Cavs game and watch it go over. We'll talk some Nuggets, but again, these totals, they've just gotten off to a little bit of a slower start. And I think defensively, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think they're a little bit better defensively than a lot of us gave them credit for, but it's only been two games. We will give a Nuggets bet for the end of the show, but that is the best bets recap. I'll come back. I want to talk about the Chiefs and the Raiders next on the Denver CityCast.
When the game starts, the betting doesn't stop at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Live betting is fast-paced and gives you a chance to pick up some value as the game unfolds. Whether you're looking to find plus money opportunities, hedge your bets, or invest more in your favorites, live betting at Bet Rivers delivers an exciting sports betting experience. Bet with a winner. Bet with Bet Rivers Sportsbook at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers iOS app. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable only in states where Bet Rivers is licensed. And in New Jersey at Play Sugar House.
The Denver CityCast is presented by Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting, and it has you covered for the NFL season. They're offering same-game parlays and pro football matchups. They're bringing back their Reduce the Juice promotion on game days, too. And this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread challenge with thousands of dollars given away each week. Pro football betting is just more rewarding on Bet Rivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet. What's up with the Chiefs? What's going on? Let's talk about this AFC West because the Chargers are that team that I backed at 4-1, and they were on bye this past week, and I feel good about that bet, but what's going on with the Chiefs, man? No Bronco fan is feeling bad about this, and you shouldn't, but this Kansas City team is a debacle on every single level. So let's talk about this. They've lost four games. They've won three. The four games they've lost, Ravens, Chargers, Bills, Titans, and they've given up 32.8 points per game in those games. Almost 33 points per game in those four games. The Titans offense scored 27 in the first half. The defense has allowed 9 plays of 40-plus yards. Let me say this again. 9 plays of 40-plus yards. Their offense is supposed to be doing that. This is as bad of a big play defense as you're going to see in the National Football League. I still think they're the worst out there. They're horrible. Just horrible. No other team has allowed more than 9 plays of 40-plus yards than the Broncos. Well, the Broncos haven't. The second closest to them would be 7. 7 plays of 40-plus yards. And the Broncos are one of those teams, unfortunately. Just 6 takeaways defensively for the Chiefs. Unfortunately, they are tied with the Broncos there as one of the worst. Expected points contributed. This is more of a next-gen stats type of thing. Here's all I'll say. It kind of takes out some factors and it tells you just how bad a defense is, regardless of the competition here. The Chiefs are last in the NFL in expected points contributed. Now, I throw out this number, minus 105, minus 105.11, to put that in context. Okay, this is how bad they are. The average team in the NFL is minus 44. These guys are minus 105. The Bills are number one at plus 51. So it's not even close. The Kansas City defense is as bad as it gets. We haven't even gotten to the offense where they're not balanced. They can't run the football consistently. So now Patrick Mahomes trying to make things happen. They've taken away a lot of the deep passes. I mean, the coaches, it took a couple of years, but they've started to figure out this Kansas City offense too. Mahomes is pressing, 9 penalties costing him 77 yards. Boy, if I'm in Kansas City, I'm freaking out a little bit, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah, I'm freaking out a little bit because there's two teams in the division that have played better than me, and the defense isn't just getting magically better. That's just not happening. And offensively, there's some issues. So maybe I think they'll beat up some bad teams. I do, like those Eagles, and I think the Broncos got them coming up in a couple of weeks, and they better spank them. But here's the odds in the AFC West. Chargers at plus 100. I'm in on them at plus 400, which is why if you're in on the Chargers, it wouldn't be a bad bet right now, depending on what you're at. I would say you got to have them at least 3-1 to maybe bet on the Raiders too at plus 350. I don't see the Chiefs winning this division anymore. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. So if you don't have a bet for an AFC future, the Raiders would be the place to go at plus 350. Let's talk about the Raiders. Now, I do love the Chargers, but the Raiders offense has gone bananas. Last two games, and I told you this. I think, and take out the emails. I know it's tough to, but the Gruden thing, complete debacle. But I said, when he was gone, I said, on the field, this team's going to get better because no longer will they have a dinosaur coaching the plays. Rich Bisaccia has actually done a good job of, I wouldn't say a pass-first defense, but a team that likes to pass a bit more than Gruden did. And it's showing. 868 yards of total offense in the past two games. That was without Gruden. Carr against the Eagles. 31 of 34, 323 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. And he had no Darren Waller, his number one option. He has 5 300-yard passing days. That's the most in the National Football League. What is going on with Derek Carr? Next-gen stats. He set a record for passes going 10-plus air yards. He was 7 of 7, 169 and a touchdown. Nobody had ever done that. On 10-plus air yards, we're talking explosive plays. Explosive plays, you want to see 15 yards, but this guy's getting the ball down the field. 6 of 6, 61 yards against the blitz. Uh-oh, Carr's excelled against the blitz. That's not good. These next 4 weeks are going to tell the tale. We got the Giants, Chiefs, Bengals, Cowboys, or they got the Giants, Chiefs, Bengals, Cowboys. Definitely not we. I am not a Raiders fan whatsoever. But I think that is something that you're going to need to look at here going forward, that the Raiders are a legitimate threat. I'll know more about them after the next month or so. But with these four games coming up, the Raiders plus 350, it is not a bet that I'm recommending you make, but I do have a lean if you're not already in on the AFC West race. Let me get into the Nuggets just a little bit more. Jokic and the Nuggets taking on Cleveland at Ball Arena. Jokic leading the Nuggets in points in both games, 23 and 13 against Phoenix, 32 and 16 in that last game against San Antonio. For Cleveland, for those of you that haven't watched much Cleveland, there's no Darius Garland. He's one of their studs, but very young team. And I love this kid, Evan Mobley. Big fan of him at USC. I'm a big college basketball guy. Once the college basketball season starts, I'll be making some plays there. Talk a little bit about the Pac-12. More than anything else, I kind of like the Mountain West and the Big Sky, these conferences out here, because the books just don't have enough information to make the right lines. Like, we'll be setting the lines during college basketball season. So hold on for that. But the Cavs got Mobley, Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen. And Markkanen actually is the reason why I think Porter goes off tonight. This is a guy that's soft defensively. Porter has just been kind of playing within himself. I like to see that. But the Cavs are 25th in defensive efficiency. Not good. The Nuggets are number one in field goal percentage. Terrific. The Cavs have lost both their games by 11 points. Yes, it's the Nuggets minus 10, 10 and a half, depending on what time you look at it on Bet Rivers. But I'm not backing the side. I just can't do it. I don't feel good about the side and the total yet this season. Starting out 0-2. And I told you, I'm gonna be straight up, killing it in football, great. Not killing it in the NBA. So I'm not going to recommend a total. I'm not going to recommend a side. MPJ has had one game where he's been invisible. He's at a 15-7 game. Tonight, his points prop is 16.5. I think you look at the Cavaliers' defense and the way this thing is set up, this is a Michael J. Porter night. This is MPJ. Michael Porter Jr. I think it's like Michael J. Fox is what I'm saying. Michael Porter Jr., MPJ, over 16.5. That'll be my official show play for the night. Michael Porter Jr., over 16.5 points, minus 125. All right, so the juice is a little much toward my threshold, but I like it. Minus 16.5, minus 125. I see it at minus 17 in a lot of other places. Is it good up to set minus 17.5? I mean, at this point, with an 0-2, small sample size, I want to give myself the best shot possible. I will not go over 16.5 in that one. Last but not least, I want to talk to you a little bit about the World Series here with the Braves and the Astros starting up on Tuesday night. This is going to be a fascinating series. The Braves plus 120 to win the series on Bet Rivers. The Astros minus 148 to win the series on Bet Rivers. Game one. The Astros, if you look at them, they are heavily favored. The one place you can get a little better number is if you take them first five. This is something, I'm a big first five better during the regular season. I've been doing it the last few years, had success. What you do with the first five is you basically have starting pitcher versus starting pitcher. You don't have to worry about either one of the bullpens, okay? Both these bullpens, some question marks. We've seen some power arms come in and have success in the playoffs. I'm not so sure that we don't see some collapses, though, here in the playoffs, given the way these two offenses are mashing right now. Framber Valdez against Charlie Morton. So Morton was with the Astros when they won the World Series, 17 and 18. He was there. He's given up a couple runs in each of his starts. And when I was watching him against the Dodgers, it took him two innings to really find out where the strike zone was, to find his command. And after that, he got into a groove. He's going to be facing his old teammates. A lot of people know, a lot of those guys know about him. And the Astros are countering with Framber Valdez, who had two rough starts early in the playoffs, comes back game five ALCS and shuts the Red Sox down. Eight innings and one run. Yordan is absolutely on fire. I lean toward the Astros on the money line, minus 125. So my best bets tonight, MPJ is definitely in there, over 16.5, minus 125 on Bet Rivers. It's up to you on the juice. If you feel comfortable going to 130, 135, 140, if this thing gets posted, you know where I stand on that. And I wouldn't go to 17.5. I just have to play this very tight and very strict. And with this one, game one Tuesday night, Astros, I think Framber comes out and shoves. The Astros can get a couple runs against Morton. He has been giving up some runs here in the playoffs, despite looking spectacular. He really has been great. I think the way Yordan's hitting right now, this team could get off and get some runs here. Astros, first five, minus 125, good up to minus 130. And for you, if you want to bet it at minus 140, if it gets there, by all means, go ahead and do that. I just don't feel comfortable going up that high. All right, thank you very much for listening or watching the Denver City Cast presented by Bet Rivers. It's great to be doing this along with the rest of our crew for VSiN. A big fan of VSiN sports betting here. Check them out if you haven't already at VSiN Live on Twitter. And I'm going to catch you on Wednesday. I'm Holden. Thank you very much for listening to the Denver City Cast presented by Bet Rivers.
Looking for a hot tip to bet on? Check out the new Match Tips at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. The new tips feature gives you special insights on player props and match bets for the top tips of the day. Go to Bet Rivers before the game, find your match, and tap the tips icon to see independent research on recent team and player performance. Bet with confidence. Visit the Bet Rivers mobile app or go to BetRivers.com and get the top tips of the day. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable only in states where Bet Rivers is licensed and in New Jersey at Play Sugar House.